now sound of area 54.
Thank you. des choses, des trucs. Ça fait surtout de la musique.
Thank you. You listen to Area 54 and the Chill Show with Tim and Mike. The song we played was by Jamiroquai. It's called Drifting Dub. That was the Mad Professor remix. Puts his little dub sound into it, a little reggae sound into it. And interesting to do that with Jamiroquai. It's kind of cool. It's off of an album called Method to the Madness. Then Jojos Crost, they did Straight Up Front off of their album No Sign of Bad. Played Guru Ramada's latest album. The latest album is called Soundboy Rock. We played Paris, which is a great track on that album of Guru Ramada's. The rest of the album to me is disappointing. If you want to get a Guru Ramada album, probably get their last album, which was pretty good. Love Box.
Which was Soundboy Rock?
Which was their their album before this one, which was called Love Box.
They also have a greatest hits album out, which is pretty
decent. Not bad. Yeah. Belaruch did a song called Northern Girls. You can find that on their album Turntable Soul Music. And we start off the whole set with Motion Worker. His latest album is called Cinco de Moho, and a song we played was called Shake Your Boogie.
Great track by him. He's starting to get heard more. The album came out and I didn't hear much, but now that he's being used in the car commercial. Actually, we talked about this in the past. It's a song that's not off this album. It's from those previous albums, but still, it's great exposure for any artist to be featured in a car commercial.
Sure,
and not just that they're playing his music; they're also mentioning his name.
That's great.
It's like, car? How do they say it? Music play. Motion Worker. Call home. I don't know if I need all that stuff in my car.
I think you probably end up in a car crash.
Oh, man. It's like, it's like cell phones, text messaging. Those are all no-nos in the car. Now people have got their GPS. Hey, I followed my friend who has a GPS on a cell phone. Just follow me to my hotel. You know, I could have told him where it was, but he wanted to follow his GPS. And he held his phone up in front of his face as he was driving.
Make sure
he was going. And he wasn't looking at the road. He just kept looking at the GPS.
Were you worried about getting rear-ended?
Car accident waiting to happen. I actually talked to him. I talked to the other day, and he got run over skiing.
He's holding his GPS then.
No, he messed up his knee skiing, but he's accident prone. And he was saying somebody else ran into him, and I was like, "Oh yeah, with your track record, I'm sure somebody else ran into you."
He's just telling him, like, karma.
I just like that tree ran into me the other day when I was up at Meadows. Painful experience. I don't know. I just love going through the trees, but sometimes they're a little painful. Anyway, that's.
I never hit trees. I have good karma, though.
I thought I didn't need a helmet, but I think a helmet's a good thing. Once you hit a tree once, you kind of realize, like, oh, I lived to talk about this. Maybe I should get a helmet.
Yeah, and I still can say my ABCs, so you're doing good.
Okay, we got some more music for you guys. We're going to play an older track from the Rapino Brothers called Go Ahead London. It's Tim Mike, Area 54.